USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump discussed a trade agreement among the United States, Mexico, and Canada in the Rose Garden at a news conference. The president talked about how this deal will be good for America.
The agreement will give our farmers and ranchers far greater access to sell American-grown produce in Mexico and in Canada. The deal includes a substantial increase in our farmers' opportunities to export American wheat, poultry, eggs, and dairy, including milk, butter, cheese, yogurt, and ice cream, to name a few.
The president was then asked about the FBI investigation into Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh.
I'm guided by the Senate. I want to make the Senate happy because ultimately they're making the judgment. I'm not making the judgment. I've already made my judgment. The Senate is making a judgment on Judge Kavanaugh. That's a very important thing to do.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
Refreshingly crisp days and cool nights. Our favorite time of year is here. At thecompanystore.com, our thoughts are turning to the comforts of home, like soft flannel sheets, lofty down comforters, fluffy towels, and cozy sleepwear. And with thecompanystore.com friends and family event going on now, you enjoy free shipping and 25% off your next order. There's no better time to shop. Visit thecompanystore.com and enter FAMILY18 at checkout for 25% off, plus free shipping. From our family to yours, thecompanystore.com.
President Trump will be in Tennessee tonight for one of his Make America Great Again rallies. The president will be raising money as well for Marsha Blackburn and her Senate bid. Blackburn is in a tight race against the former Democratic governor of Tennessee. She explains why voters should choose her.
This vote hinges on the differences between Phil Bredesen and me. And Tennesseans want someone who is going to support more constitutional Supreme Court judges, support tax cuts, make certain that they are going to build the walls. And I'm going to the Senate to make certain that the Senate begins to act like the majority that it is. It is dysfunctional, and it's time for them to get busy.
University of Massachusetts football coach Mark Whipple has been suspended for one game without pay. Coach Whipple, after this week's loss to Ohio, criticized the officials, saying one of his receivers was raped by a referee in a disputed call. He later did apologize for the comment. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The Las Vegas Strip will be dark on Monday night to honor the 58 people killed and more than 800 injured during a mass shooting at the Route 91 Harvest Festival. The marquees along the Strip will go dark at 10:01 p.m. local time. Natalie Grumlett survived the mass shooting, and she explains what this day means to her.
I think some people will be mourning that day and grieving for those 58 people that were killed. And I think that there is an aspect of celebrating survival that day for people that survived that night. It's a hard balance because you have to remember the people that died, and at the same time, you have to celebrate life.
Over the weekend, a shark attacked a 13-year-old who was diving for lobsters at a beach in Southern California, leaving him with traumatic injuries. Now, this isn't the only shark attack. Up in Maine, there was another shark attack where a boy was killed. Gail Lewis spoke at a public forum regarding sharks.
They're eating all of our fish. Now they're eating our children.
Lewis continued.
This was a beautiful young man who lost his life because we've been sitting doing nothing. It was beyond frightening. That poor boy looked like a bomb went off on him.
Dr. Charles Lowe is a shark expert. He explains why we're seeing more shark attacks.
One of the things that we are seeing, not just in California, but also on the East Coast, is that shark populations are increasing, which means they're going to be interacting with people more and more because there are more people going in the ocean than ever before.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.